Seemed like a great opportunity as we're going through different transitions to revisit a process that may help the relationship between the African American community and the police. So we've been going through a lot. We've been talking about change. I've seen a lot of positive things in the city. And I think this is one of those things that we're trying to cross that hurdle, and maybe the Citizen Review Board can help.
What sort of role do you see the board playing in the city?
As a mediator, actually able to review the complaints and advise, and we could talk from more so of best practices. So let's just say that it was founded that even amongst the board, that the officer was in the right, the citizen just didn't abide by the law. Well, there are also some best practices that can come from this. And then we also have the education piece, that dialogue between the community, people on the board, and the police department.
Now, the Champaign City Council looked at this idea in 2007, and they voted 5-4 against it then. Why do you think the council would see the matter differently now?
Well, a lot has happened. We go back to the Kiwan Carrington issue, and these type of issues keep on reoccurring. Not necessarily as extreme as the Kiwan Carrington, but I feel that in general, council, staff, community really want to go into a different direction, and kind of, I don't say that we'll ever be able to erase it, but change the conversation where we're starting to talk about how community and police relationships have improved. And so that's a great conversation that I'm looking forward to having.
Do you think a Champaign Police Review Board would be like the one that Urbana has, or do you want some different features or structure?
It could be similar. I think that we need to take a, I don't want to say a poll, but we need to get some feedback from the community of how they would want it. We need to get some feedback from the police department. And I think we can find a happy medium. And obviously, the council will be studying it, so we'll have feedback there. So between all three working together, I think we're going to come to a compromise on how this board would function and look.
What sort of police participation should there be on a police review board?
You got to have a you got to have someone who is an expert or very knowledgeable in police policy. We don't just want to have a group of citizens and just say, look at this case and tell me what you think. We want to compare the complaint and look at policy at the same time. I envision actually the police chief being on the board, and that would allow that dialogue back and forth. So now citizens are able to be educated on what the policy is, and then looking at the policy to see if anything occurred. And again, it's always a better way of doing things.
What sort of authority should a police review board have? Should it be able to conduct its own investigations? And where would its recommendations go?
Initially, I would look at it as an advisory board, but at the same time, if it comes out in public participation that, overwhelming amount of people would like to do that, then I mean, I'm open to it exploring it as far as the investigation piece. I believe that the ultimate role would be in the police chief's hands to decide discipline, obviously. But I think that it just makes this process a little bit more transparent than what it is today.